The Goal, A Process of Ongoing Improvement. By Eliyahu M. Goldratt. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Goal, A Process of Ongoing Improvement by Eliyahu M. Goldratt is a business novel that follows the story of Alex Rogo, a plant manager who is struggling to save his plant from being shut down. He is given 3 months to turn the plant around and is desperate to find a solution. He meets with Jonah, a consultant, who helps him to understand the theory of constraints, TOC. Through Jonah's guidance, Alex learns that the key to improving the plant's performance is to identify and manage the constraints that are limiting the plant's output. He also learns that the goal of any business should be to make money, and that the only way to do this is to increase throughput, reduce inventory, and reduce operational expenses. Alex applies the TOC principles to his plant and is able to turn it around in the 3 months he was given. He also learns that the TOC principles can be applied to any business, and that the goal of any business should be to make money. The book is a great resource for anyone looking to improve their business and increase their profits. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The theory of constraints. The theory of constraints, TOC, is a management philosophy that focuses on identifying and managing the constraints that limit an organization's ability to achieve its goals. It emphasizes the importance of focusing on the few constraints that have the greatest impact on the organization's performance. Main idea number 2. Throughput accounting. Throughput accounting is an alternative to traditional cost accounting that focuses on the rate at which an organization generates money through sales. It emphasizes the importance of increasing the rate of throughput, or the rate at which an organization generates money, rather than reducing costs. Main idea number 3. The 5 focusing steps. The 5 focusing steps is a process for managing the constraints that limit an organization's ability to achieve its goals. It involves identifying the constraint, exploiting the constraint, subordinating all other activities to the constraint, elevating the constraint, and repeating the process. Main idea number 4. The Socratic Method. The Socratic Method is a method of problem solving that involves asking questions to identify the root cause of a problem. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. Main idea number 5. The Drumbufferope System. The Drumbufferope System is a production scheduling system that uses a drum, the constraint, to set the pace of production, buffer, to protect the constraint from disruption, and a rope, to coordinate the activities of the other resources. Main idea number 6. The Critical Chain. The Critical Chain is a project management technique that focuses on managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It emphasizes the importance of managing the uncertainty of projects by using buffers to protect the critical path from disruption. Main idea number 7. The Buffer Management System. The Buffer Management System is a system for managing the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It emphasizes the importance of monitoring the buffers to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Main idea number 8. The Thinking Processes. The thinking processes are a set of tools for problem-solving and decision-making. They emphasize the importance of understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. Main idea number 9. The Cloud. The cloud is a tool for visualizing the relationships between the elements of a system. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the relationships between the elements of a system in order to identify the root cause of a problem. Main idea number 10. The Buffer Allocation System. The Buffer Allocation System is a system for allocating buffers to protect the constraints from disruption. It emphasizes the importance of allocating buffers to the most important constraints in order to ensure that they are adequately protected from disruption. Main idea number 11. The project management triangle. The project management triangle is a tool for managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It emphasizes the importance of balancing the three elements of a project: time, cost, and quality, in order to ensure that the project is completed on time and within budget. Main idea number 12. The buffer management matrix. The buffer management matrix is a tool for managing the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It emphasizes the importance of monitoring the buffers to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Main idea number 13. The buffer management dashboard. The buffer management dashboard is a tool for monitoring the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It emphasizes the importance of monitoring the buffers to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Main idea number 14. The critical chain project management system. The critical chain project management system is a project management technique that focuses on managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It emphasizes the importance of managing the uncertainty of projects by using buffers to protect the critical path from disruption. Main idea number 15. The theory of inventive problem solving. The theory of inventive problem solving is a problem-solving technique that focuses on identifying creative solutions to problems. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. Main idea number 16. The buffer management system. The buffer management system is a system for managing the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It emphasizes the importance of monitoring the buffers to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Main idea number 17. The theory of constraints thinking processes. The theory of constraints thinking processes are a set of tools for problem solving and decision making. They emphasize the importance of understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. Main idea number 18. The buffer allocation system. The buffer allocation system is a system for allocating buffers to protect the constraints from disruption. It emphasizes the importance of allocating buffers to the most important constraints in order to ensure that they are adequately protected from disruption. Main idea number 19. The critical chain project management system. The critical chain project management system is a project management technique that focuses on managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It emphasizes the importance of managing the uncertainty of projects by using buffers to protect the critical path from disruption. Main idea number 20. The thinking processes. The thinking processes are a set of tools for problem solving and decision making. They emphasize the importance of understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The theory of constraints, TOC, is a management philosophy that focuses on identifying and managing the constraints that limit an organization's ability to achieve its goals. It emphasizes the importance of focusing on the few constraints that have the greatest impact on the organization's performance. TOC is based on the idea that any complex system is limited by a few constraints, and that improving the performance of the system requires identifying and managing those constraints. It also suggests that the best way to improve the performance of a system is to focus on the few constraints that have the greatest impact on the system's performance. TOC is based on the idea that any system is limited by a few constraints, and that improving the performance of the system requires identifying and managing those constraints. It suggests that the best way to improve the performance of a system is to focus on the few constraints that have the greatest impact on the system's performance. TOC also emphasizes the importance of understanding the relationships between the constraints and the system's performance, and of managing the constraints in a way that maximizes the system's performance. TOC is a powerful tool for improving the performance of any system, and it can be applied to any organization, from small businesses to large corporations. It can help organizations identify and manage the constraints that are limiting their performance, and it can help them focus their efforts on the few constraints that have the greatest impact on their performance. By understanding and managing the constraints that limit their performance, organizations can improve their performance and achieve their goals. Main idea number 2. Throughput accounting is a system of accounting that focuses on the rate at which an organization generates money through sales. It is an alternative to traditional cost accounting, which focuses on reducing costs. Throughput accounting emphasizes the importance of increasing the rate of throughput, or the rate at which an organization generates money, rather than reducing costs. This system of accounting is based on the idea that an organization should focus on increasing the rate of throughput, rather than reducing costs, in order to maximize profits. Throughput accounting also takes into account the cost of materials, labor, and overhead, as well as the cost of capital, in order to determine the rate of throughput. Throughput accounting is based on the idea that an organization should focus on increasing the rate of throughput, rather than reducing costs, in order to maximize profits. This system of accounting takes into account the cost of materials, labor, and overhead, as well as the cost of capital, in order to determine the rate of throughput. Throughput accounting also considers the impact of inventory, as well as the impact of delays in production, on the rate of throughput. By focusing on increasing the rate of throughput, rather than reducing costs, an organization can maximize its profits and achieve its goals. Main idea number 3. The 5 focusing steps is a process for managing the constraints that limit an organization's ability to achieve its goals. It involves 5 steps: identifying the constraint, exploiting the constraint, subordinating all other activities to the constraint, elevating the constraint, and repeating the process. The first step is to identify the constraint. This involves understanding what is preventing the organization from achieving its goals. It could be a lack of resources, a lack of knowledge, or a lack of time. Once the constraint is identified, the organization can begin to exploit it. This involves finding ways to maximize the use of the constraint and make the most of it. The third step is to subordinate all other activities to the constraint. This means that all activities should be focused on the constraint and all other activities should be secondary. This ensures that the organization is making the most of the constraint and not wasting resources on activities that are not related to the constraint. The fourth step is to elevate the constraint. This involves finding ways to increase the capacity of the constraint. This could involve investing in new technology, training staff, or finding new ways to use the constraint. The fifth and final step is to repeat the process. This involves going back to the first step and identifying a new constraint. This ensures that the organization is always making the most of its resources and is constantly striving to improve. Main idea number 4. The Socratic method is a powerful tool for problem solving. It encourages critical thinking and encourages people to think deeply about the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. The method involves asking questions to identify the root cause of a problem. This helps to ensure that the solution is tailored to the specific problem and not just a generic solution. It also encourages people to think outside the box and consider alternative solutions. The Socratic method is based on the idea that knowledge is acquired through questioning. It encourages people to ask questions and challenge assumptions. This helps to ensure that the solution is based on facts and evidence rather than assumptions or guesswork. It also encourages people to think critically and consider different perspectives. The Socratic method is an effective tool for problem solving. It encourages people to think deeply about the underlying causes of a problem and consider alternative solutions. It also encourages critical thinking and helps to ensure that the solution is tailored to the specific problem. Main idea number 5. The Drumbufferope system is a production scheduling system that is designed to maximize the efficiency of a production process. It works by using a drum, the constraint, to set the pace of production, buffer, to protect the constraint from disruption, and a rope, to coordinate the activities of the other resources. The drum is the most important resource in the system, as it sets the pace of production and determines the amount of work that can be done. The buffer is used to protect the drum from disruption, and the rope is used to coordinate the activities of the other resources. This system is designed to ensure that the production process is running as efficiently as possible, and that the resources are being used in the most effective way. The Drumbufferope system is based on the theory of constraints, which states that any system is limited by its weakest link. The drum is the weakest link in the system, and it sets the pace of production. The buffer is used to protect the drum from disruption, and the rope is used to coordinate the activities of the other resources. This system is designed to ensure that the production process is running as efficiently as possible, and that the resources are being used in the most effective way. The Drumbufferope system is a powerful tool for production scheduling, as it allows for the efficient use of resources and the maximization of production. It is a simple system that can be implemented quickly and easily, and it can be used to improve the efficiency of any production process. The system is based on the theory of constraints, and it is designed to ensure that the production process is running as efficiently as possible, and that the resources are being used in the most effective way. Main idea number 6. The critical chain is a project management technique that focuses on managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It is based on the idea that projects are inherently uncertain and that the traditional approach of managing projects by focusing on individual tasks and activities is not sufficient to ensure successful completion. Instead, the critical chain approach focuses on managing the uncertainty of projects by using buffers to protect the critical path from disruption. This approach is based on the idea that the critical path of a project is the most vulnerable to disruption and that buffers should be used to protect it. The buffers are used to absorb any delays or disruptions that may occur, allowing the project to stay on track. The critical chain approach also emphasizes the importance of communication and collaboration between team members, as well as the need to identify and address potential risks early on in the project. By using the critical chain approach, project managers can ensure that their projects are completed on time and within budget. Main idea number 7. The buffer management system is a system designed to ensure that the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption are monitored and managed effectively. It is based on the idea that the buffers should be monitored to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. The system also emphasizes the importance of monitoring the buffers to ensure that they are not over or underutilized. This helps to ensure that the constraints are not disrupted and that the system is running efficiently. The buffer management system is designed to help organizations identify and manage the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It helps to identify the buffers that are necessary to protect the constraints and to ensure that they are monitored and managed effectively. The system also helps to identify any potential problems that may arise from the buffers being over or underutilized. This helps to ensure that the constraints are not disrupted and that the system is running efficiently. The buffer management system is an important tool for organizations that are looking to ensure that their constraints are protected from disruption. It helps to identify the buffers that are necessary to protect the constraints and to ensure that they are monitored and managed effectively. The system also helps to identify any potential problems that may arise from the buffers being over or underutilized. This helps to ensure that the constraints are not disrupted and that the system is running efficiently. Main idea number 8. The thinking processes are a powerful set of tools for problem-solving and decision-making. They focus on understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. This approach helps to ensure that the solution is effective and long-lasting. The thinking processes involve breaking down a problem into its component parts and then analyzing each part to identify the root cause. This helps to identify the most effective solution. The thinking processes also emphasize the importance of considering the wider context of the problem, including the impact of any proposed solution on other areas of the organization. By taking a holistic approach to problem solving, the thinking processes can help to ensure that the best possible solution is identified and implemented. The thinking processes are based on the principles of systems thinking, which emphasize the interconnectedness of all parts of a system. This means that any changes made to one part of the system can have an impact on other parts. By understanding the system as a whole, it is possible to identify the most effective solution to a problem. The thinking processes also emphasized the importance of collaboration and communication. By involving stakeholders in the problem-solving process, it is possible to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account and that the best possible solution is identified. The thinking processes are an invaluable tool for problem-solving and decision-making. By understanding the underlying causes of a problem and considering the wider context, it is possible to identify the most effective solution. By involving stakeholders in the process, it is possible to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account. The thinking processes can help to ensure that the best possible solution is identified and implemented. Main idea number 9. The cloud is a powerful tool for understanding the relationships between the elements of a system. It helps to identify the root cause of a problem by visualizing the connections between the elements of a system. By understanding the relationships between the elements of a system, it is possible to identify the source of a problem and develop a plan to address it. The cloud also helps to identify potential areas of improvement and to develop strategies for achieving those improvements. By understanding the relationships between the elements of a system, it is possible to identify areas of improvement and develop strategies to address them. The cloud is a valuable tool for understanding the relationships between the elements of a system. It can be used to identify the root cause of a problem and develop a plan to address it. It can also be used to identify potential areas of improvement and develop strategies for achieving those improvements. The cloud is a powerful tool for understanding the relationships between the elements of a system and for developing strategies to address them. Main idea number 10. The buffer allocation system is a system designed to ensure that the most important constraints in a system are adequately protected from disruption. It works by allocating buffers to the most important constraints, so that if any disruption occurs, the buffer can absorb the impact and prevent the disruption from affecting the constraint. This system is based on the idea that the most important constraints should be given the highest priority when it comes to allocating resources. By allocating buffers to the most important constraints, the system can ensure that they are adequately protected from disruption. The buffer allocation system is an important tool for ensuring that the constraints in a system are adequately protected. It emphasizes the importance of allocating buffers to the most important constraints, so that if any disruption occurs, the buffer can absorb the impact and prevent the disruption from affecting the constraint. This system is based on the idea that the most important constraints should be given the highest priority when it comes to allocating resources, and that buffers should be allocated to these constraints in order to ensure that they are adequately protected. The buffer allocation system is an effective way to ensure that the most important constraints in a system are adequately protected from disruption. By allocating buffers to the most important constraints, the system can ensure that they are adequately protected from disruption, and that any disruption that does occur can be absorbed by the buffer. This system is an important tool for ensuring that the constraints in a system are adequately protected, and that the system is able to operate effectively and efficiently. Main idea number 11. The project management triangle is a powerful tool for managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It emphasizes the importance of balancing the three elements of a project: time, cost, and quality, in order to ensure that the project is completed on time and within budget. The triangle is a visual representation of the three elements, with each side representing one of the elements. The idea is that if any one of the elements is not managed properly, the project will suffer. For example, if the project is completed on time but over budget, the quality of the project may suffer. Similarly, if the project is completed within budget but takes longer than expected, the quality may suffer. The triangle is a reminder that all three elements must be managed in order to ensure a successful project. The project management triangle is a useful tool for project managers to keep in mind when planning and executing a project. It helps to ensure that all three elements are taken into consideration and that the project is completed on time and within budget. By understanding the importance of balancing the three elements, project managers can better manage the uncertainty associated with projects and ensure that the project is successful. Main idea number 12. The buffer management matrix is a powerful tool for managing the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It is based on the idea that the buffers should be monitored and adjusted to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. The buffer management matrix is a visual representation of the buffers and their associated constraints. It is divided into four quadrants, each representing a different type of buffer. The four quadrants are buffer capacity, buffer utilization, buffer performance, and buffer risk. Buffer capacity is the amount of buffer that is available to protect the constraints from disruption. Buffer utilization is the amount of buffer that is being used to protect the constraints from disruption. Buffer performance is the performance of the buffer in protecting the constraints from disruption. Buffer risk is the risk associated with the buffer in protecting the constraints from disruption. The buffer management matrix is a useful tool for managing the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It helps to identify the buffers that are insufficient to protect the constraints from disruption and to adjust the buffers accordingly. It also helps to identify the buffers that are overutilized and to adjust the buffers accordingly. By monitoring the buffers and adjusting them accordingly, the buffer management matrix helps to ensure that the buffers are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Main idea number 13. The buffer management dashboard is a powerful tool for monitoring the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It provides a visual representation of the buffers and their current status, allowing users to quickly identify any potential issues. The dashboard also provides a detailed analysis of the buffers, including their size, utilization, and effectiveness. This allows users to make informed decisions about how to adjust the buffers to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Additionally, the dashboard can be used to track the performance of the buffers over time, allowing users to identify any trends or patterns that may indicate a need for further action. The buffer management dashboard is an essential tool for any organization that relies on constraints to achieve its goals. By monitoring the buffers and ensuring that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption, organizations can ensure that their constraints remain effective and that their goals are achieved. The buffer management dashboard is a powerful tool for monitoring the buffers and ensuring that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. Main idea number 14. The Critical Chain Project Management System is a project management technique that focuses on managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It is based on the idea that projects are inherently uncertain and that the traditional approach of managing projects by focusing on individual tasks and activities is not sufficient to ensure successful completion. Instead, the Critical Chain Project Management System focuses on managing the uncertainty of projects by using buffers to protect the critical path from disruption. This approach is based on the idea that the critical path of a project is the most vulnerable to disruption and that buffers should be used to protect it. The buffers are used to absorb any delays or disruptions that may occur, allowing the project to stay on track and be completed on time. The Critical Chain Project Management System also emphasizes the importance of resource management. It recognizes that resources are limited and that they must be managed effectively in order to ensure successful completion of the project. This includes managing the availability of resources, the allocation of resources, and the utilization of resources. By managing resources effectively, the Critical Chain Project Management System helps to ensure that the project is completed on time and within budget. The Critical Chain Project Management System is a powerful tool for managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It helps to ensure that projects are completed on time and within budget by managing the resources available and protecting the critical path from disruption. By using buffers to absorb any delays or disruptions, the Critical Chain Project Management System helps to ensure that projects are completed successfully. Main idea number 15. The Theory of Inventive Problem Solving, TRIZ, is a problem-solving technique that focuses on identifying creative solutions to problems. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. TRIZ is based on the idea that all problems have a common structure and can be solved using the same set of tools. It encourages the use of creative thinking to identify solutions that are outside the box. TRIZ also encourages the use of systematic analysis to identify the root cause of a problem and to develop a plan of action to address it. TRIZ is based on the idea that all problems can be broken down into five basic elements: the problem, the environment, the resources, the objectives, and the constraints. By understanding the relationships between these elements, it is possible to identify creative solutions to problems. TRIZ also encourages the use of brainstorming and other creative techniques to generate ideas and solutions. Additionally, TRIZ encourages the use of data analysis and experimentation to test and refine solutions. The theory of inventive problem solving is a powerful tool for problem solving and can be used in a variety of contexts. It can be used to identify creative solutions to business problems, engineering problems, and even personal problems. By understanding the underlying causes of a problem and using creative thinking to identify solutions, TRIZ can help to identify solutions that are outside the box. Main idea number 16. The buffer management system is a system designed to ensure that the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption are monitored and managed effectively. It is based on the idea that the buffers should be monitored to ensure that they are sufficient to protect the constraints from disruption. The system also emphasizes the importance of monitoring the buffers to ensure that they are not over or underutilized. This helps to ensure that the constraints are not disrupted and that the system is running efficiently. The buffer management system is designed to help organizations identify and manage the buffers that protect the constraints from disruption. It also helps to identify potential problems and areas of improvement. By monitoring the buffers, organizations can identify areas where the buffers are not sufficient and take corrective action to ensure that the constraints are not disrupted. This helps to ensure that the system is running efficiently and that the constraints are not disrupted. The buffer management system is an important tool for organizations that want to ensure that their constraints are protected from disruption. By monitoring the buffers, organizations can identify potential problems and take corrective action to ensure that the constraints are not disrupted. This helps to ensure that the system is running efficiently and that the constraints are not disrupted. Main idea number 17. The theory of constraints thinking processes, TOC, is a set of tools for problem-solving and decision-making. It was developed by Eliyahu M. Goldratt and is based on the idea that any system is limited by its weakest link, or constraint. The TOC thinking processes are designed to help identify and address the underlying causes of a problem, rather than simply treating the symptoms. The TOC thinking processes involve five steps: identify the system's constraint, decide how to exploit the system's constraint, subordinate everything else to the above decision, elevate the system's constraint, and if in the previous steps a constraint has been broken, go back to step 1, but do not allow inertia to cause a system's constraint. The TOC thinking processes are designed to help people think more deeply about the underlying causes of a problem and to develop creative solutions. They emphasize the importance of understanding the root cause of a problem before attempting to solve it. By focusing on the underlying causes, the TOC thinking processes can help people develop more effective solutions that address the root cause of the problem. Main idea number 18. The buffer allocation system is a system designed to ensure that the most important constraints in a system are adequately protected from disruption. It works by allocating buffers to the most important constraints, so that if any disruption occurs, the buffer can absorb the impact and prevent the disruption from affecting the constraint. This system is based on the idea that the most important constraints should be given the highest priority when it comes to allocating resources. By allocating buffers to the most important constraints, the system can ensure that they are adequately protected from disruption. The buffer allocation system is an important tool for ensuring that the constraints in a system are adequately protected. It emphasizes the importance of allocating buffers to the most important constraints, so that if any disruption occurs, the buffer can absorb the impact and prevent the disruption from affecting the constraint. This system is based on the idea that the most important constraints should be given the highest priority when it comes to allocating resources, and that buffers should be allocated to these constraints in order to ensure that they are adequately protected. The buffer allocation system is an effective way to ensure that the most important constraints in a system are adequately protected from disruption. By allocating buffers to the most important constraints, the system can ensure that they are adequately protected from disruption, and that any disruption that does occur can be absorbed by the buffer. This system is an important tool for ensuring that the constraints in a system are adequately protected, and that the system is able to operate effectively and efficiently. Main idea number 19. The Critical Chain Project Management System is a project management technique that focuses on managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It is based on the idea that projects are inherently uncertain and that the traditional approach of managing projects by focusing on individual tasks and activities is not sufficient to ensure successful completion. Instead, the Critical Chain Project Management System focuses on managing the uncertainty of projects by using buffers to protect the critical path from disruption. This approach is based on the idea that the critical path of a project is the most vulnerable to disruption and that buffers should be used to protect it. The buffers are used to absorb any delays or disruptions that may occur, allowing the project to stay on track and be completed on time. The Critical Chain Project Management System also emphasizes the importance of resource management. It recognizes that resources are limited and that they must be managed effectively in order to ensure successful completion of the project. This includes managing the availability of resources, ensuring that they are allocated to the right tasks, and monitoring their utilization. Additionally, the Critical Chain Project Management System also emphasizes the importance of communication and collaboration between team members. This ensures that everyone is aware of the project goals and objectives and that everyone is working together to achieve them. Overall, the Critical Chain Project Management System is a powerful tool for managing the uncertainty associated with projects. It emphasizes the importance of managing the critical path and using buffers to protect it from disruption. Additionally, it emphasizes the importance of resource management and communication and collaboration between team members. By using this approach, projects can be completed on time and within budget. Main idea number 20. The thinking processes are a powerful set of tools for problem-solving and decision-making. They focus on understanding the underlying causes of a problem before attempting to solve it. This approach helps to ensure that the solution is effective and long-lasting. The thinking processes involve breaking down a problem into its component parts and then analyzing each part to identify the root cause. This helps to identify the most effective solution. The thinking processes also emphasize the importance of considering the wider context of the problem, including the impact of any proposed solution on other areas of the organization. By taking a holistic approach to problem solving, the thinking processes can help to ensure that the best possible solution is identified and implemented. The thinking processes are based on the principles of systems thinking, which emphasize the interconnectedness of all parts of a system. This means that any changes made to one part of the system can have an impact on other parts. By understanding the system as a whole, it is possible to identify the most effective solution to a problem. The thinking processes also emphasize the importance of collaboration and communication. By involving stakeholders in the problem-solving process, it is possible to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account and that the best possible solution is identified. The thinking processes are an invaluable tool for problem-solving and decision-making. By understanding the underlying causes of a problem and considering the wider context, it is possible to identify the most effective solution. By involving stakeholders in the process, it is possible to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account. The thinking processes can help to ensure that the best possible solution is identified and implemented. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.